This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Not standing for the national anthem, and the pledge continues to rile up people who have opinions. And we love that here on Free Talk Live. So share your opinions with us, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We're going back to Joe. He's in Rhode Island, and you just begun telling us about an experience you had there at a city council meeting where you stayed seated. Was it during the Pledge of Allegiance?
It was, yes.
And that apparently got some media attention. You became the talk of the town in Pawtucket.
Yeah, well, you know, basically the council member told everyone to stand. You know, we can't proceed with the city council until everyone stands.
Oh, wow. They actually were going to do the pledge. You stayed seated, and they did not do that. They postponed doing the pledge because they wanted to address you in the audience and try to get you to stand up.
That's right.
Wow. Is there a video of this, by the way?
Yeah, there's two videos. The first one I wasn't in because they couldn't contact me, but then the second one I am in.
There's video of you. So, wait, there's two videos.
Just there's video of the other guy talking.
Basically. Yeah, you can look it up on WJAR10.
Okay, got it. So, tell me more. What happened then?
So, the ACLU got involved. I didn't even ask them, and they basically threatened to sue the city. But the thing was is that it was like uproar. I got threats and everything, you know?
Really?
Like,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
How were the threats delivered to you?
Anonymously, through fake accounts on Facebook. It was silly. It was kind of silly. I blocked them since, but you know, it kind of cut me on nerve, like that this is what happened, you know, like that they were pushing this far to go with it, you know.
Right, and this was 2 years ago, so it didn't have anything to do with the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Right, last year.
By the way, something's really funky with your microphone. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's a lot of
thumping and bumping.
Yeah, a lot of noise.
Okay, I'll try to fix that.
So you were threatened, which comes back to the discussion we were having with Parker in the last hour. It was like, if you're going to go against the status quo, if you're going to stay seated during the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem, you have to understand there's a chance someone could attack you over this. Now, thankfully, that didn't happen to you, but people were threatening your life.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean,
spreading violence, I'm not sure if my life, but...
Well, if there's violence, enough violence is used against you, your life could be taken.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And, I mean, what you see here is sort of psychological buy-in. Once the psychological buy-in is high enough, people are unable to sort of question their fundamental beliefs, and that's what we have here. Now, I'd say mostly you're going to find veterans are going to say, look, I believe you got the right to do what you do and say what you're doing. I may or may not agree with you or whatever. But it's the ones that are like, you know, family members, the one that died, or they weren't brave enough themselves to join the military and they feel bad about it. Those are the ones that are probably the most dangerous.
It's interesting because, like, the next city council meeting, they had a ceremony for veterans, and in the mockery of what they were doing, because they had POWs come in and they installed a chair into the city hall building, a permanent chair that no one can sit in, and it's to remember the veterans. And when that happened, that ceremony, I've gone to every city council meeting, okay, when I was there to watch the ceremony, the news, their cameras were focused on me. They weren't focused on the ceremony, so it's like they were disrespecting the veterans more than what I was.
What's he gonna do next?
Was Clint Eastwood also there to talk to the empty chair?
No, he was not.
Wow. So you go to every city council meeting?
For the last 2.5-3 years, yes.
Wow.
And I'm probably the only one that could say that.
Yeah, you've probably been to more of them than the councilors themselves.
Yeah.
That is true.
Can you have you run for office?
No, because I do not want to force my views onto anyone else.
Well, hey, listen, I mean, they're already forcing their views on. You could vote no against them forcing their views, and then you wouldn't be enforcing your views on anyone.
Well, some people view voting no as forcing their view against something.
That's like saying releasing... I'm not going to stop the enslaver from enslaving me because they wish to enslave me.
I agree with it. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make much sense to me.
And when they had that ceremony, that was the only time I stood for the pledge. Huh. Okay, because there was no seating. Okay.
Hey, my view
sit on the ground.
Is that you should stand for the pledge. Are you going to start standing now? Otherwise, you're enforcing your view upon me.
I think I stood once, but that was like I just didn't want to create. Scrutiny at that time.
What about the people that wanted harm done to you? What about their view of you? You don't want to enforce.
I would say probably two or three of councilmen. They still actually talk to me, but the rest they really don't want anything to do with me. For sure.
I'm just pointing out that this notion that you don't want to enforce your views on people, you can't help it. Being alive means you're enforcing your views on people.
Oh, true.
Some of these people want you dead. You haven't killed yourself. Therefore, you are enforcing your views upon them.
You know, God has blessed you for going to all those city council meetings.
It's amazing.
I mean, you must be a glutton for punishment.
Boring.
I was going to say, how do you deal with the boredom?
Oh, man. Good thing they have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you can play Bejeweled or something.
Now, Ian, there would be people that say that, you know, we're somehow punishing ourselves because we go to a lot of legislative hearings.
Yeah, but at least you get to talk. Can you speak to the Pawtucket City Council?
Yes, but I've never put into for public input.
At least you get to talk. In Keene, you can't talk to the city council. Only during a committee meeting will they allow public comment. So the actual city council meeting, the full-on meeting of the full council that happens every 2 weeks, you cannot speak to them unless it's some sort of really special occasion where they've deemed it appropriate to let people talk.
I was going there to record the meetings as well.
Oh, okay.
And in the process of recording, you don't want to move. So I didn't stand up for that. Was one of the reasons why I didn't stand up. The other reason, was because they were getting they were forcing churches to get licenses for beer and wine, and I was like, that is separation of church and state right there. And what actually happened that meeting is my friend was telling me to stand up, and I stood up, but I did a 180, so I turned it back to the council.
That's a good move. I like that one. Hey, man, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate,
appreciate the
story. And we need more activists like that up here in New Hampshire. We got to have more people. We need thousands more libertarians because everybody's got their own thing. Like, not everybody can handle going to city council meetings every single week. But, man, if there are just a few people who are willing to do that kind of activism, that's a great way to really keep an eye on the political apparatus. Because there's stuff that they'll do that if you're not paying attention, you won't have any idea.
Yeah, they'll slide stuff by.
Right. I mean, the whole Bearcat controversy here in Keene from back in 2012, it was one city councilor who happened to vote no on that instance, the proposal to fund this Bearcat, this armored personnel carrier thing.
Ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
Right, and it was that one guy who voted no, which was what kind of created the discussion about the Bearcat, which led to this huge outpouring against the Bearcat by the members of the community. Had he just gone along with the program and voted for it, it would have just quietly passed, and you know, no one would have known that the city council had passed this thing. So in that case, it actually wasn't an activist who was alerted to that. Once the activist became alerted to it, we took action about it, but we didn't have somebody regularly attending the meetings at that time.
So it makes a difference.
It really does. We need more people like Joe to move up here to New Hampshire and get active, because everybody's got their thing that they're interested in, so the more thousands we have, the more likely some of them are going to be interested in the council meetings.
Yes. Like so I just saw a story that apparently we covered the thing earlier from Alabama where the announcer at the football game said anybody that doesn't want to stand for the national anthem, go stand by the fence and let people shoot you. Apparently, a school district in New Jersey has decided to implement a policy to suspend athletes and coaches for 2 games if they don't stand up for the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You got time to get on the air with us and talk about anything that's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves and our Skype username again, lrn.fm. If you want to connect on Skype, send a contact request first. We'll approve it. You'll be good to go from that point forward. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free. Join us on the radio here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Mark.
And Daryl.
Also, want to invite you to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. It is a feature-length documentary film that I had the great pleasure of executive producing, and it is coming up tomorrow on its four-year theatrical release anniversary. So very, very excited that it has now been four whole years since this great movie came out. I've watched it several times. It's a fantastic film. You can watch it for free online anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's about our friend Derek J. Freeman, who, when he moved here to Keene, New Hampshire, as an activist for liberty, he was arrested 5 times in a one-year time frame, all 4 crimes with no victim. And you get to see it all happen because there were video cameras there for every single one of his arrests. And it's pretty fascinating and fun and outrageous all in the same 90-minute time frame.
I thought there was one arrest that did not get recorded.
There are 5 arrests in the movie that were recorded. I don't believe there was another one that I'm not recalling, but I'd have to really think to see if there was another one.
I know there was the incident where he ran around from the courthouse and then something happened. I thought he was arrested there.
There were 6. That's correct. That's the 6th arrest that was not recorded. So thank you. 5 arrests were recorded. There is a 6th that, unfortunately, you know, because there was no one with him at the time, there was no one able to record it.
Yeah.
But you will get to see him running from the police, which is kind of fun.
It's pretty funny.
Yep. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Mike in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Good evening, fellas.
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I want to bring up a story that I think you will agree deserves some national attention. It's a story about a cop who was fired from his department for not resorting to deadly force as the first option. Found this story on Freedom Phoenix, and if you can
we actually just talked about that in the first hour of the show tonight. I think we're talking
assuming it's from Weirton, West Virginia.
Yes, sir. That's correct. I'm sorry. Yep. I listened to a podcast, so I didn't.
No problem.
Nothing to be sorry about.
We'll briefly recap, though, for listeners just tuning in. The officer was fired basically for not shooting a suicidal man. A man wanted to basically have the cops kill him.
Suicide by cop.
Right. And the dude was trying to actually de-escalate the situation, which is unusual. Many cops would escalate the situation.
That's what their training dictates, and let's hope that some of them would choose to do that.
Well, it seems like they're trained to escalate these days. Because then 2 other cops showed up and blasted the guy to death. So then he was fired for that. What are your thoughts on that situation, Mike? Because you're in West Virginia.
Yes, I am. And, you know, this is the kind of cop that I would like patrolling my neighborhood, you know?
He's looking for a job.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Although the article says he's going to give it up and become a truck driver, and I can't really blame him. You know, the comment that I have on the story is that, you know, people respond to incentives, right? So what is the takeaway to other police officers who want to do the right thing after this story? I mean, aren't you basically telling them that unless you rush into a scene like Yosemite Sam and shoot everything that moves, you're going to lose your job, you know?
Yep, that's what they're telling you.
And if you know, to all those people that support government, you know, that's basically a saying that you like what you see here and you want to see more of it.
I'd say you nailed that one, Mike. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that was it. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, dude. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
I want to know, how do Marines feel about the idea of disarming American civilians? Because according to a video on YouTube, they did it, Katrina. Yep. It was an Alex Jones video. And
actually, it was an ABC News video. Okay. It was ABC News that was reporting. And it was not technically the Marines, at least in the video I saw. It was the National Guardsmen.
Oh, okay. Well, yep. All right. You're talking about the video
where the kid in camouflage tells the interviewer that he'd shoot Americans if he has to?
You know, I'm not sure if I saw that part.
The video where they're going around and they actually, like, physically disarm an old lady from carrying a pistol?
Yes, that's the one there, right.
That's the one.
Yeah, and also there was a 29 Palms survey asking Marines if they would shoot Americans. This is my understanding of it, if the Marines would shoot Americans, you know, to disarm them.
And what happened?
Well, I guess this is like years ago, and you know, I don't know that they made it public what the results were, but that was my understanding that they took this survey. And I guess my question.
So it was like an internal. So what you're saying is, was an internal Marines survey that Marines answered by the Marines?
Apparently, you know, and so if there's any Marines out there, what do you think about this? Would you disarm Americans, or how, you know, what do they say about this?
Good question, Jeff.
Will they pledge to not disarm Americans? Thank you.
Thank you for the call tonight. So Jeff has a question for Marines. Anyone listening, if you'd like to respond, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Would you disarm Americans if you were ordered to do so?
Yeah, it's fine with all military personnel, I'd say. I mean, I want to know if you're in the Coast Guard and they asked you to disarm Americans, contrary to the Second Amendment, would you do so? Then again, I think that currently law enforcement officers in this country are disarming Americans contrary to the Second Amendment, because there's been laws passed, right? It says a felon can't possess a weapon. Well, I mean, the right to keep and bear arms doesn't say anything except if you've been convicted of a felony.
Right, and a lot of law enforcement officers are former military.
Right, so, I mean, I'd say the answer is yes, if we were told to, if it was the law. As long as a bunch of liars and thieves have written it down on a piece of paper, then, well, yeah, I guess we'll have to go ahead and do it. Ian, didn't you have a friend one time who was a law enforcement officer? You asked her if she was given the order to collect guns from Americans, would she go about doing it? Do you remember that?
I don't recall having friends who were law enforcement officers.
This was, I believe, a friend of your ex-girlfriend's. And
her sister was a cop.
What did her boyfriend say when you asked that question?
I don't remember.
You just don't remember? So
I don't remember asking the question.
Well, you told me the story, and okay. I remember the story. The story was, and maybe once I tell the story, you will recall and you can verify it, was essentially you asked this woman, whoever it was, that had recently become a police officer. Mm-hmm. She was told to collect guns from law-abiding citizens. Would she do so? And she said, yes, she would. Mm-hmm. And then her boyfriend or husband or whomever it was next to her said, you won't take my guns.
Oh, yeah.
So this is how, you know, this is how it goes. This is that, well, they're not going to. People support the police and the military until it comes to, you know, the whole gun issue or taking their rights. Well,
yeah.
You know, by their very definition, that's what these folks are.
I want to ask the question of anybody that's in the military or even National Guard. Would you turn your weapons on protesters in America? And it's not it's not a question that's just out of the blue, because what was it? 46 years ago, the National Guard turned their weapons on protesters, sure, in Kent State and killed several of them.
Wasn't there something with the World War I veterans demanding their benefits many, many decades ago?
Yeah.
They were shot to death?
Yep.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also Skype in to the show. Skype username lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. Read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Mark.
And Daryl.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Cyrus on the line calling from Richmond, Virginia. Cyrus, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I haven't ever been live with all three of you. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I want to talk about a former government, I guess you could call it operation or tactic. I'm not, you know, military, so I don't know. It was formerly called Angel Fire, but they decided to bring it to the United States under a name of Persistent Surveillance Systems. Have you guys ever heard of that?
First time for me. What about you guys?
What was that term you used again?
Persistent Surveillance System.
I may have heard it, but I have no clue what it is.
All right. Well, basically what it does is they take an airplane and they fly above the city continuously, and they take pictures at, you know, whatever 1 second increments or whatever the city signs up for. Mm-hmm. Then they just send up another plane to continue the recording of the city, and they send up the plane to continue. It goes on and on. They use it in Dayton, Ohio. They're really pushing to use it in Baltimore. And basically what happens is the mentality they have is that if something happens, let's say there's a carjacking, for example, they can take these images and they can actually reverse time to see where the individuals have come from. And then they can go forward in time and then they can see where the individuals have gone to. They've used this a lot, I guess, in Mexico because of, you know, the cartels, from what my research has found. But, you know, they can really, basically, it's just, you know, Orwellian as possible as you possibly get. But, you know, some people love it. They think it's the greatest thing because you can see where, you know, if someone robbed your house, where they went to with all your stuff. And then other people, you know, probably like the four of us, hate it. And I don't want to promote the website, but if you guys are interested, it's a pretty easy website. Take a look at it. It's PSS-1.com. Hmm. And they are they're very open as to what they're doing. Better data, better decisions is their motto. And when it comes down to it, I'm kind of horrified of this thing. I mean, not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's just very Orwellian. The guy's
name.
His name is Ross McNutt, McNutt. He's the president and owner. And again, they initially started using it for IEDs that were going off over, you know, in Iraq and, you know, wherever they decided to fight a war that day. But they're bringing it here to America, and they're making it sound like it's the greatest thing. And their buddies at Northrop Grumman and some other big names that are in this industry. It's scary. What's your opinion of that?
Well, obviously, I'm not looking. I'm not all for people who do carjackings to get away with it. But with this technology, I'd say the danger of it is that it won't be too long before they can just put up drones. And they can cycle the drones in and out, so they have a constant picture. These are drones; they're not airplanes.
Well, no, the ones that are up there now are actually airplanes that are man driven, and
right.
They said, you know, they have this code of ethics that they say we promise never to make the resolution any higher than it already is, and you know all these
promises.
Yeah,
but the next company can just because this company chooses not to, but the company that goes into competition with them that doesn't have the same ethics certainly can. So at this point, the government has a picture of every minute of every day on the streets in whatever metropolitan area, and what they can do with this is they can, because they have computers and computers can track everything at once, they essentially are tracking everybody, and include license plate scanners in this too, and they put together a picture of where everybody is at any given time. And is that what we want our government to do, is to track us every second of every day? Because that's what they'll be doing. They
but
love
keep you
information.
Safer, Mark. Well, there are the bootlickers who will say it will keep you safer. I'll give up a little bit of my freedom to make sure that if anybody ever breaks into my house, somebody can just look at this camera that I have no clue who is operating, and I'm trusting that the benevolent dictators will do the right thing. But they'll look at this and they'll be able to see where he came from, where he went, you know, where he went and sold all of my stuff to.
If only George Orwell could have predicted this too.
One call and PSS delivers a week, a month, a year, or more of highly effective services, all within your budget constraints. You simply pay for the hours you need, and PSS supplies the rest, and we mean it. For airborne wide area surveillance services, PSS provides the aircraft, the sensors, and depending on the services you select, the communications package and analyst to get you the results you're looking for. We don't stop at airborne either. Ground-based surveillance is a complete package, too. Their airborne wide area surveillance Hawkeye 2 package is a 192 megapixel full color camera system.
That is a big old camera there.
Yeah.
192 megapixels?
Yes.
That's a bunch of pixels.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah, but it's not enough resolution to be able to tell that it's your car.
How do you know?
How do you know that?
Well, that's what he's claiming is that they'll never make it more resolution than we need it to be or whatever.
No. It will not be higher resolution than it currently is.
It sounds like it's plenty high resolution to be able to tell who you are.
Nonetheless,
yes.
Cyrus, thanks for bringing that forward. Any other comments? Go for it.
No, I just want to give you guys something else to lose sleep over.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
I sleep fine, buddy.
I don't. I take melatonin every now and then.
I'm pretty sure that they come out to my town and people are going to be shooting the drones.
Let's go to Anon, calling from who knows where. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, fair. Your previous caller is absolutely correct. I worked with Justice, Department of Justice, for 13 years. There's an MC-130 or AC-130 will circle any area, and the resolution's fine. But you guys, you hack cops. And I've been a cop, federal cop, since 2003. Not all cops are bad.
That's
true. I went through ADX clearance. I have a security clearance for ADX.
And, what's that? What's ADX?
Administrative. I got to be careful with the words. It's the federal security clearance.
Okay, got it.
Let me just say that.
Are you still a federal law enforcement officer?
Yes.
Okay.
2003, and, 13 years. Yep, he said so.
If you want me to give him a badge number, No, I can't do that. But
no, we're not going to do that. You're anonymous.
No, I'm not going to do that. No,
we're not asking you to do that.
The previous caller is absolutely correct. These planes, these drones, they will circle any area. The resolution is fine, and you guys are on camera. Everybody is, wherever they are, wherever the drones are or the planes are. What I'm curious about.
Go ahead. No, go for it.
No. Why do you guys constantly hack cops?
Hack them?
I guess what you're saying that the police are by their definition sort of the point of the spear of the state, right? I mean, they're the ones that enforce domestic policy. Much of that domestic policy is bad. And, Ian's got this personal vendetta when it comes to the drug war.
We praised a police officer tonight. There was an officer who refused to shoot a man who was wanting to have a cop shoot him, and he wanted to de-escalate that situation. So when the cops do things right, I'll give them kudos and credit, like when they actually go after real criminals who threaten to harm others. And I wish they would do that more often. Thanks, Anon, for your call.
Thank you.
This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you, though, if you dial right now. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight in here.
Mark
and Daryl.
We've got Skype over at Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm and take control of the airwaves. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to invite you, if you support Free Talk Live, to please share the show. If you've got social media that you use, Facebook, Twitter, whatever other ones there are, you should share your favorite episodes, whatever one you enjoyed the most in the last week or whenever. You can share that, and we appreciate it. Feel free to do that any old time you want. And of course, you can also get behind the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David in New Mexico, listening in Albuquerque and on via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey there.
excuse me. I got a couple of comments on your Facebook conversation from the other day that nobody has brought up that are important, but I got ones on what you were talking about tonight, so I can do that, so I can stay on your topic. The last caller, law enforcement, here's part of the answer to your question, officer, is that it only takes one. I've been treated illegally and been offered money for it, so I got proof many times by many different cops. But I don't think they're all bad, and I don't hate them all. In fact, 9 out of 10 cops that I encounter end up being my friends, and I know them by first name, and they're I consider them to be buddies when they come around. But the 1 out of 10 that just doesn't get it, he's the guy I'm afraid of, and he's the guy that, you know, the type that has beaten me up in the past and arrested me illegally and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's ruining it for you, officer. I always talk directly to the cops. I don't talk behind their back. I talk to them.
Sure.
And they know, these officers, the good ones, know who the bad ones are, and they know what they're doing, but they don't, you know, turn them in.
They won't do anything about it. Do you think that's because they're scared?
There's nothing they can do about it.
Well, if they're higher ups, it's harder for sure. Yeah. But do you think it's because they're scared of the bad cops?
Well, let me answer it this way. There's a case here in Albuquerque. Two cops are on trial for murder right now.
Oh, boy.
The district attorney, the head person, Carrie Brandenburg, here's a quote from her the other day. I won't put it in her words. An Albuquerque police officer said to her, and she repeated it to the press, that, and he wasn't saying it, he or she wasn't saying it to threaten her, but rather to protect her, you know, tell her to keep her head up, that she should be careful because, you know, she indicted these guys for murder and is trying them right now. And the cop, one cop warned her that she should be careful. And I had told you on your show a number of nights ago about how the Mary Hahn and a local attorney that made her living by suing Albuquerque Police Department, you know, just turned up dead one night in her car of an apparent suicide.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of shenanigans afterward. That you were talking about, Perry, the city manager, all the bigwigs in the city, the chief of police and so on and so on. They were all in her apartment going through stuff and things disappeared and anyway, it was a circus. But that is probably one thing, you know, aside from a code of honor, you know, silence, not ratting on people, so on. You know, they probably have some fear because if the 1 in 10 or 1 in 100 bad cops will take a non-cop out, you know, who says they won't, you know, take, you know, if they're,
yep, if absolutely,
yeah, if the district attorney has been warned by a cop that she should be careful, then obviously there's
no
something,
one is safe. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the answer to that question. And on suicide by cop, I think it's about time, officers, that you stop performing the suicide service like Kevorkian, that because everybody knows by now, you can see it. You can watch it go down. If you watch the videos, somebody who wants to commit suicide shows up and they will just lazily point the gun in the direction of the cops. You know, anybody who uses guns can spot that they're not even intending to really take somebody out. They're just pointing the gun and refusing to drop it, or if they have to, they'll actually fire off a round or two. But it's clear they're not actually trying to kill somebody.
So governmental suicide services.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Franklin's on the line in Massachusetts. Franklin, it says here you're listening on the radio. Where are you listening to us?
Well, I'm in Massachusetts. I thought that station was New Hampshire.
Oh, you know? Okay, very good. You're probably listening in Nashville or to our Nashville station, WSMN.
Right.
Very good, sir. Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
But anyways, on that thing at 29 Pounds, when they interviewed Marines and seen if they'd go against Americans
to see if they to see if they would confiscate guns from Americans.
Right. It was around 30% said yes.
Okay.
But, you know, I listen to words, and there's somebody there who's not a president keeps saying he will transform America. And that's what he means. He will change it completely forever. But.
You talking about Trump?
Yeah. No.
No?
The guy that's in there now, Obama.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, when they were out in Nevada, remember when the cattle guy, they had a standoff between some federal officers.
Yeah, the Bundys.
Bundy Ranch.
Right. Now, right after that, the sheriff called that off when it looked like the regular Americans were going to get killed. He called that off. He's the highest guy in his county.
I'm pretty sure the sheriff cannot call off federal agents.
But he did that time. I don't know if that's how it went down.
There's the claim that the sheriff is the most powerful man in the United States and that he can.
In the county.
No. There are people that say that the county sheriff is the most powerful man in the United States. So
how could they be when there's lots of counties?
Each county sheriff is equally the most powerful man in the United States because they can tell federal agents, you are not allowed in my jurisdiction. That's the claim.
I've heard that.
Right.
I'd love to see
they've
it happen.
Been saying that for many, many years. But that sheriff called that particular operation off. He said everyone will stand down, I guess he said. But
well, they didn't stand down because they've been rounding people up.
Huh?
Well, the feds have been rounding those people up. I mean, maybe they stood down in the moment.
Absolutely. There was no gunfire that day because
that's
true.
Not that day. There might be in the future. There's a lot of people going to jail.
Correct. But the name of
that's
the game
hardly standing
is
down.
Obama, right after that, said, we are finding out who we can count on.
Right.
So he's going
that,
around. But if you look now, there's an awful lot of.
He's making a list and checking it twice.
Right. Meaning who will do as we say.
Do as we say.
Yeah.
But they also now have, like TSA, NSA, and all them funny little things.
Yep.
Those guys are armed. They are not just taken out like police officers and stuff like that.
I don't think the TSA are armed.
I haven't noticed any significant arms in the TSA.
I used to work for an airline, and I never saw any of the TSA people armed.
Say again, Franklin.
Okay. But listen, the guys that are armed, that's going to be what he uses to go into an area and collect guns.
Well, it's very unlikely that Obama will be rounding up guns because he has only got a few months left in his term. But, you know, certainly the possibility that whoever comes in next, whether it's Trump or Clinton, could do something like that. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Franklin. I appreciate it because one thing's for sure, the government is, whether it's Trump or Clinton who wins in November, the government's going to get bigger, more oppressive, more expensive, and more invasive than it ever has.
Well, there's
been.
The claim that Hillary's not even going to wind up making it to the election. Let alone to inauguration day.
You think she's going to die or like? You know,
well, I've heard some conspiracies that it's not even Hillary on the campaign trail. It's a body double that actual Hillary is dead.
Well,
I don't believe
one.
It, but I've heard it, and there are people that do believe it.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. So I wanted to talk about our rail runner. It's a train that runs from Santa Fe all the way down to Berlin. But, you know, our Governor Richardson, Bill Richardson, when he, was trying to build it, a lot of people attacked it, that it was going to be a waste of money. But the thing is, we love our train, and all the businesses, like
who's
the
we?
Wine that's well,
is it
like
is it profitable?
Bill.
Because if it's profitable, it's the first one yet.
If it's run by the government, I can guarantee you it's probably not profitable.
Yeah, now the free market trains in Japan, they're profitable.
Sarah, you know, if we had more time, we could continue the discussion, but we don't.
We love our train.
So thanks for the call there. You know, if like you're saying, Mark, if the market says that a train is something that people want, the market will provide the damn train. We don't need the government to go around doing these projects to supposedly make things better when they'll likely end up driving around or riding around with almost no one on them.
Yeah, empty trains going back and forth.
We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, you can join us, freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl at his website, libertylobby.xyz.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.